USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He certainly found Donald Trump as president to be unsuitable to hold the office after Helsinki.
A lawyer for President Trump's former lawyer who once said he'd take a bullet for Donald Trump on why his client is now willing to work with the special counsel in the Russia investigation.
He worried about the future of our country with somebody who was aligning himself with Mr. Putin.
Michael Cohen's lawyer Lanny Davis speaking on NBC's Today Show a day after Cohen pleads guilty to 8 counts of tax evasion, bank fraud, and campaign finance violations. No reports of damage after a powerful earthquake strikes off the coast of Oregon early today, the 6.3 magnitude southwest of Portland. A hurricane warning is out for the Big Island of Hawaii as Hurricane Lane is moving closer. And this is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Aretha Franklin's lawyer says the Queen of Soul left no will and no trust. Her four sons have filed a document in court as interested parties in Franklin's estate. Her niece is asking to be appointed personal representative of the Queen of Soul's estate.
Should have never happened.
President Trump speaking hours after police in Iowa announced that an illegal immigrant has been arrested and charged with the murder of missing 20-year-old college student Molly Tibbetts.
You heard about today with the illegal alien coming in very sadly from Mexico, and you saw what happened to that incredible, beautiful young woman.
The president telling that rally in West Virginia to fix broken immigration laws, more Republicans must be elected. Meanwhile, authorities in Iowa have charged 24-year-old Christian Rivera, an illegal immigrant, with the woman's death. This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get 4 pillows for about the price of 1 MyPillow. Click on the 4-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Paul Manafort and his lawyer are reviewing the former Trump campaign chairman's options after Manafort was convicted of tax and bank fraud yesterday, a jury finding him guilty on 8 of 18 charges he'd faced. After the verdict, Manafort's lawyer said Manafort is considering his next move. So far, though, no sentencing date's been set for Manafort, who faces another trial in September on charges of obstruction of justice, money laundering, and failing to register as a lobbyist for a foreign government. Firefighters are losing ground when it comes to Northern California's huge and stubborn ranch fire. The fire, growing to 357,000 acres, containment fell from 74% to 67% yesterday. The ranch fire is one of two that formed the Mendocino Complex fire, the biggest blaze in California wildfire history. Smoke from dozens of wildfires in the Pacific Northwest still making it hard for people in the region to breathe, and in some cases is still being carried across the country and turning up in air samples as far east as New York. And MTV's Music Video Awards have their lowest ratings ever. Variety saying the annual video awards show on Monday night in New York City had the lowest ratings in MTV's history, pulling in just 2.25 million viewers. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.